So we're turning over the program to your views about those Wall Street protests that are taking place around the country. They're in their fourth week. A lot of our listeners are taking part. They're disagreeing. They're sharing their own views. And we want you to be a part of this lively conversation.
This is Mary Greenlee in Westchester County, New York. I am 80 years old. I've been waiting for something like this. I am going down and showing my face. I want this to be a national movement.
Well, it's a national movement if you just look at the geography. In Chicago, there are thousands of teachers, religious leaders, union workers, and other protesters. Together, they snarled rush hour traffic on Michigan Avenue yesterday. In Boston, more than 50 protesters were arrested early this morning. The crowd ignored warnings to move from a site near their official encampment. But so far, the protests have been largely peaceful and are in about 25 cities. Dan from New York posted this reaction on our site. The movement has been trivialized by the media, most notably in its early days of near-zero coverage. The trivialization continues. The same movement resulted in about 50 people being arrested in Boston last night. By what rationale are you ignoring the larger story? We've been trying this morning to find a protester from Boston to tell us what they saw last night. To our Boston listeners on WGBH, if you were at the protest last night, give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE. We'd love to hear your impressions. And the media message of the protest is something we've also been talking about with you this morning. Does there need to be more clarity? Some in the mainstream media are suggesting there needs to be a more, quote, coherent message. Is that important? Some in the movement are saying, no, it's not important at all. Chandon from Jersey City, New Jersey, heard our interview with some protesters yesterday, posted this to thetakeaway.org. After a month of protesting, two on-air interviews, and a weekend talking with John Hockenberry, protester Frank Williams still cannot articulate what he and his friends are protesting, what they want, and how they plan to go about getting it. All we get are bromides about the system is broken and someone has to fix it. Jordan in Oklahoma City had this idea. I think it's better that the message is not hammered down right now. If it were strict and narrow in its aim, it would say to thousands of people, this is what we believe, and in order to be a part of this movement, you have to agree with us. That would be quite a folly. At present, the protest is giving those wanting change the chance to stand up, be seen, and demonstrate that real change has a real chance and that people are willing to come together to enact it. Well stated by all of our listeners there. You know how to reach us, thetakeaway.org, or you can call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE. Occupy the takeaway, won't you?
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.